You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our partnership with Concentrate Media, giving voice to the weekly online story about something typically positive and impactful in the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm joined by On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg. And Sarah, who else is joining us for this conversation?
Hi, Lisa. I brought with me Daniel Wall. He's an Ypsilanti Township resident who is the co-founder of a new skating collective, all-wheels skating collective called the 78s.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
What are we talking about when we're talking about a skating collective?
Well, we're talking about just a network for people to come together. Right now with COVID, it's hard for people to get, you know, to meet in person. That's usually how roller culture works. So I thought we would get just a little network going of people who like to just roll around in flat, clean surfaces.
And is there a name for that group?
Yep, it's the 78s. That's named after the hardness of an outdoor roller skate wheel. It's hard, but it's not so hard that, you know, when you hit a pebble or a crack, it's nice and smooth and it kind of rolls over. Just like, you know, I think it's a good way to live your life.
When you're talking about roller skates, how many wheels are we talking on the skate?
On my skates, I would just do the regular quads, which is four per skate. You know, I think it varies a lot more with the inline skates, and I see all sorts of new wheel devices coming out all the time.
Some
people roll on just one wheel and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, I just wanted to give everyone, you know, I didn't want to be like, no, roller skates only, you know, because, you know, that's not fun.
Well, I understand your sister is part of the Ann Arbor Roller Derby.
Yeah, so she's rolled for the Ann Arbor Roller Derby Club for a couple of years now. Actually, I think she's going on, this would be her third or fourth year. Fourth year. She rolled up through their teams, and now she was supposed to roll for their A team this year. And that is like their highest level of play. However, she unfortunately, you know, just like all the other roller derby clubs around here, got shut down with the pandemic. She was getting a little stir crazy about things to do and wanted to help the community. So she's a big inspiration in this. I actually just started roller skating this year because of her. This was a fun activity that I could do with her so that we could share something together because, you know, she's really just a tremendous person, and I just want to be, you know, around her and, like, in her presence a lot of the time because of how powerful, you know, she is and just a force for good. My sister's name is Cody. She has rolled under the name Jane the Ripper for the longest time, for most of her derby career. However, this year she was going to be rolling under a new name, and that was Shebra. Kind of a nod to the strong She-Ra character.
Yeah.
But also just a nod to who she is as a person. My sister is a proud trans woman, and she's very forward about that. And my sister is trying to be a good role model for people of all types and body styles that, you know, you just need to put your body positive and forward and do that.
Now, you're also trying to get a roller skating rink built in the Ypsilanti area. Is that correct?
So that is a long-term goal. Right now, we are just kind of working on a plan to present to the township. I can't really give out too many details right now just because I'd like to hit it focused and concise. And when the plan does come together, you know, it looks professional and everything. But, yes, we are going to approach the Township Board of Trustees about such a proposal. And, you know, I had somebody bring the idea to me, somebody who is an incredible human being around here. And they hit me with this proposal. It kind of dropped my jaw how, you know, caring, but, you know, forward this plan was, and so I just decided let's go with it, and then we just started scheming, and hopefully this winter we'll be able to make the proposal, and we'll see next spring if we can get that started.
Sarah, what attracted you to this story? Why did you want to write about it?
Actually, it was Monica Ross Williams with the township who reached out to me and said, do you know that Daniel Wall is trying to start a skating collective? And I'm like, that sounds really cool. And I pitched it to my editor, and he said, that sounds really cool. And I was a skating enthusiast when I was a kid. I had the traditional four-wheel skates. I had these really cool skates, blue skates, and I used to skate all over town. And we also had a skating rink in the town where I grew up. And I'm like, I've got to talk to these people.
Yeah. Who are you hoping is going to be involved with this skating collective roller culture developing in Ypsilanti?
We are looking for everybody of all ages, of all types. We are very forward about LGBTQ positivity. We, you know, starting with, you know, people who used to be in skate culture, like Sarah and stuff like that. You know, I would love for people who used to skate that don't skate as much anymore. We get busy with our lives and stuff to just come out, you know, get a pair of skates and, you know, whether it's with a small group or whether it's just by yourself, just go and remember how that felt and why you loved, you know, feeling that way and the freedom it gave you. But also to the younger generation, there's so much that vying for our attention right now. Video games, social media, you know, we have a TV screen in our pockets at all times. There's so much that's digital, and it's really, really nice to get some kids out there and starting skating. And what we wanted to accomplish with this skate group, and this is the true core of what we wanted to accomplish, is we didn't want to be just another. There has been skate collectives and groups and gangs since skating started. And we want people to have fun, and that's what this is about. But it's also about us giving back to the community. We want to make sure that we show the community that we're here and we care and that we're listening and we want to do stuff. It's very creative right now in COVID how to do that. But, you know, we started, again, with just sweeping up parking lots, walking up around the park, picking up trash, to now we are right now working on a plan right now, spearheaded by one of my new co-captains in the group. She has experience fixing and repairing used and broken roller skates. So we are going to start making a donation and collection drive of old used roller skates for people to donate. We will start restoring them, and we will start donating them back to the community. You know, I would hope to, starting with kids who are underprivileged that don't have a means to get some skates, let's get them rolling, let's give them something to do. And then from there, let's give them a roller rink, you know, something to skate around in.
That's Daniel Wall. Best of luck to you moving forward. Sarah Rigg from On the Ground Ipsy, thanks to both of you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa.